Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you joined us for the show today. Remember to come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, where you can get your free copy of Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips Report. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we have a very, very special treat for you. It's actually the co-author of Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips, Dr. Corson herself, who is being interviewed here by Cheryl Cortese. And in this episode, Dr. Corson is discussing the newest research on fruit and vegetable juice powder supplements and Juice Plus. And actually, some really incredible research coming out of universities on several continents now. This is over 20 published studies now showing that when you take concentrated fruits, vegetables, and berries, and juice them, dehydrate them, put them into powders, and then put them into people's bodies, that levels of antioxidants in the bloodstream, like vitamin E, lycopene, increase dramatically. Markers of oxidative stress, free radical damage, DNA damage, systemic inflammation, all these things, markers drop dramatically, and just overall improves human health and function, both in athletes, in elderly, geriatric health, and newborns, infants, pregnant moms. So everyone from every walk of life can find improved health from supplementing this way. And she talks about why it's so important now, why, you know, just none of us are eating the recommended 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day that we should be. So I hope you really enjoy this interview today. I know it can be life-changing, and it has been for so many people to hear Dr. Corson speak. So I hope you absolutely enjoy it, take great notes, and make an incredible day.
And tonight we have someone that we not only admire but love dearly, one of our own national marketing directors, Dr. Candace Corson will be our speaker this evening, and so we welcome her. And I would like to give you just a little background. Her professional background is in family and integrative medicine. She served in the United States Public Health Service, National Health Service Corps, national health educator and speaker. She is educated at Yale College, BA, summa cum laude, Yale University School of Medicine, University of Rochester Family Medicine Residency. Dr. Corson, Candace Corson, is married to George Knowles, also a medical doctor, MD, and together they are parents of four adult sons and grandparents of Zoe and Eli. As doctors, they embraced and taught the power of healing through plant-based nutrition. Because Juice Plus is safe, remarkable, effective, and thoroughly documented, they felt the ethical responsibility to share it. Dr. Corson believes she can make a bigger difference in people's health by sharing Juice Plus than she can by seeing patients in the office, and we've certainly seen that happening over the years. The business was a great fit for her professional goal to make a difference in transforming our nation and our world and how we continue to feed and support coming generations. So her topic tonight will be why people need Juice Plus today more than ever. It's the right time, why we can really feel proud to share Juice Plus and our products with those people that we come across and love and know every day. So, Dr. Corson, welcome.
Cheryl, it's a pleasure to hear all these wonderful people check in on this line, because it means that everybody took time, that was their decision tonight, with all the other choices that they had, either things they have to do or things they want to do. It's a beautiful summer evening, at least where I am in the upper Midwest, so I just want to thank everybody for caring so much about learning and caring so much about human health. And, you know, what we really have with Juice Plus is we have a breakthrough in human nutrition, and I'm not here to convince or talk people into anything that they're not interested in. What I do want to share is why, as a medical doctor and a parent and a concerned, you know, American citizen, I have become so passionate about having the ability to share this product. And when we feel generous that we have the ability to share something that is absolutely going to make beneficial changes, whether it is during pregnancy for that baby and that mother, whether it is near the later stages of life, whether it is the elite athlete, as we see now in the Olympics, we know that many of these elite athletes have been purposefully using juice pops as part of their nutritional foundation for many months and even years, and that's because the science has become so strong in that area that it's impossible to ignore. But also for states of disease and illness and inflammation and even injury, which has its components of inflammation and potential for infection, all of these states from all stages of wellness or illness, juice plus is appropriate if the person is breathing and if they have any function whatsoever of their gastrointestinal or digestive tract, then juice plus is a nutritional breakthrough that will make a difference and has a tremendous safety record, Cheryl. I mean, 22 nations now, soon to be 23, and 20-year history of being used in people from all ages, and not a single medical liability problem, but also a wonderful history of safety such that it is used very easily and very safely in pregnancy. And I always say, you know, if something is safe for the pregnant mother and the newly growing baby, it's pretty much everybody knows it's safe for everyone else. So I love the history of safety, and especially, you know, as a contrast in my life, Cheryl, every time I did write a prescription in the past, especially as I got old, even more cautious. I started out cautious, but I became more cautious as I went along in medical care. But as I wrote every prescription, I would always quietly, you know, in my mind, say a prayer that this could be doing more good than harm, and following a Hippocratic oath, which is first do no harm. We can always feel very confident doing that with this nutrition from fruits and vegetables and berries. So, you know, what is really exciting to me is this body of research showing that so much good happens, and there are 8 categories that have been documented for human health, specific parts of the human physiology, such as the inflammatory response or the immune system, or how our DNA, the blueprint of our cell, replicates, or how cardiovascular wellness is looking in the body. 8 different categories, and in each of those categories, there are studies from different universities and hospital systems around the world that have been done independently, and there just is no other body of research like this on any other nutraceutical or nutrition product. I looked on our website this evening before doing this call and found that once again the medical research summary has been updated in the last few days, so it's brand new because they had to add more things that are now in publication. So if you have access to a virtual office, or if your representative, I know they'll do this for you, they can get you the research summary and send it to you via email. But it is so comprehensive. It spans 2 pages and takes up just about all the room of those 2 pages. And there are 25 different research citations in very respected medical journals. But what I'm really excited to share about tonight is the newest study in children, which is a clinical blood work study with the permission of the children and their parents. And this was done at the Nemours Children's Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. And that's spelled N like Nancy, E-M-O-U-R-S. Nemours Children's Clinic was founded by the DuPont Foundation, their family foundation, and it's to provide top quality of children's care and research. And this was a study that they asked if they could please use Juice Plus and a perfect look-alike placebo, which the company gifted to them, and then they proceeded to do the study with no funds from anywhere else other than the Nemours Children's Foundation. They wanted to do this study, and they have it completed. It was just published in a very prestigious journal, the Journal of Pediatrics, this month of July. And what they were showing, they were looking at boys, and these are pretty young children, age 6 to 10, and some of them were lean children, and some of them were overweight children. And you know, Cheryl, this is one of our biggest challenges and worries today, just in terms of the economics of our country. You know, looking at our present and then looking into our very near future, it has been stated that just the problem of diabetes in our young people, our young adults and our children, just that problem all by itself with no other problems totally has the capacity and the reality to bankrupt this country. Just that problem alone, diabetes in our young people, with early amputations, blindness, kidney failure, and so forth. And this is unnecessary. One of my friends calls it a foodborne illness. It is a nutritional problem, and it is not a problem that we can blame our genes on. This is really a problem of what we're doing to our genes, switching on problematic genes, switching off good genes, and the major switch is actually our nutrition. And so the good news in this study, which is quite remarkable, is that with this blood work, the children who were overweight, the children in the Juice Plus group, not in the placebo group, actually accomplished, and both groups had a little bit of nutritional, support in terms of some good nutrition education, and they were equally educated in that area, but the children on Juice Plus were able to have a loss of abdominal fat during the time of the study. So they were losing one of those big problems, which is abdominal fat, which has a huge correlation to insulin resistance. This is when our insulin, such a powerful, important hormone in our body, is not able to work properly at the cell receptor. It's the receptor embedded in the cell wall, which is not working properly, causing insulin resistance. And this is really the centerpiece of metabolic syndrome or prediabetes, and of course it's the centerpiece of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which is the vast majority of diabetes in the United States. And the higher our insulin has to go to cope with that and compensate, the more damage results from a high insulin. Insulin is an aging hormone when it is too high. And so it's really exciting that this study showed insulin resistance in these boys improved, so they developed less insulin resistance. And that is really exciting. And to have this published in the Journal of Pediatrics, I think, you know, pediatricians, many of them, you know, they all care so much, but many of them, I've personally seen them almost pulling out their hair with concern about what is happening with their patient population. You know, they care about each individual, and when you see more and more of these children with early chronic disabilities and chronic disease and realize these kids are not going to have a normal lifespan, and they're going to have a massive amount of drain on their own, you know, their families, but their own personal earnings over their lifetime, they're going to be spending those earnings on chronic illness and medication and suffering. That's not what pediatricians went to medical school for. So I think this kind of research is very exciting when you have something safe that nature made that we just don't have enough of, which is fruits and vegetables, and you can give it back in a safe form that's specifically been studied and found to work. Well, this is going to make a lot of pediatricians very happy, but more than that, it's going to make a whole lot of parents and grandparents like myself very happy. So that's the Nemour Children's Study that I just wanted to share with everyone, and you can actually get a hard copy of that. The journal reprints are available through NSA Promo Plus. You can actually get the hard copies, and they're also published online, so that's really a great thing in the Journal of Pediatrics. Did you want to say any questions or comments on that, Cheryl? Because I can go on to the ovarian cancer study.
Well, I really would like to, just from a standpoint of how proud I am to be associated with Juice Plus and with this kind of, you know, knowledge. Because I think, Candace, you know, if you're like me, and I'm sure you probably are, when you have children or grandchildren, you become, you're always sensitive to children, but it seems like it's even more sensitive. I really still have a hard time comprehending that children could be facing the illnesses they are today, because when I was growing up, or even when my children were growing up, we just didn't see it. You didn't expect, or you didn't, you just didn't have any fear that people have to face today as far as the fear they have for their children and their well-being and their future. And I just am, you know, totally delighted with this study, but just so proud of the fact that we can make that kind of difference for people, because
absolutely,
the fear that, you know, people have in regard to it, but the reality of what's happening today. So thank you for sharing that, because I think it really gives all of us that feeling of empowerment that we can make a difference in this area, because it's horrible to see anyone with any kind of health difficulty, but to see a child to me is just the most heartbreaking, because it just, life shouldn't be like that.
Absolutely. You know, and these are parents that are struggling already economically and with stress, and if they have any other children, those children also suffer. There's been a lot of literature on that. When one child is very ill, the normal children suffer and can have lifelong consequences from that.
Right.
So if we could do things that are safe and very cost-effective and work, that's what we have with Juice and Plus. And, you know, I think it also leads in my mind right away, Cheryl, to our children's health study, which has been going on now for at least 13 years. And I know my sons were among some of the first children to enter that study, and that's going to be going on, and that's due to the kindness and the vision and the compassion of Jay Martin, our founder and still the CEO of our company after 42 years. And out of his pocket, he decided, well, now over 13 years ago, to make a foundation that would provide Juice Plus for the children for free. And they continue to do that. And now, instead of a 3-year program of free Juice Plus for each child, it's now 4 years. So every child now, if they have a parent who gets their own Juice Plus, they can add that child for free for up to 4 years. Sometimes these are grandparents doing this for their grandchildren, and sometimes it's other friends of the family or a godparent or, you know, just a close friend or neighbor.
So really any adult could add a child to their order as a free with the study. As getting
exactly. And, you know, it's really designed for that adult who sees the wisdom in nutritional anchor, because as well as we can eat today, the very, very best that we try to do, we just can't come as close as we need to what the body really needs. There are a lot of reasons for that. That's almost a whole other topic. But in a nutshell, we have our food produced so far away from where we live. Most of us, at least most of the year, we're eating food that was trucked 1,000, 2,000, or 3,000 miles and had to, therefore, be picked very, very unripe. And we know that the nutritional value, it's not just something that we say. It's the reality. The nutritional value is very low in food that is picked extremely unripe. So the thousands of phytochemicals or plant chemicals, natural plant chemistry that we need for anti-inflammatory effect, for anti-cancer effect, for immune balance and fighting the right fights, which is against bacteria and viruses, the right things against cancer cells, all of those things cannot happen if you don't have that wide array of thousands and thousands of plant chemicals that are only available through the chemistry of plants, whole plant food. And we now pick it so early that it's very weak in that area. But also, people know many of our soils in conventional farming are very depleted. And then you have the very long wait between when that food is harvested too early and when you can actually get a hold of it, then most of that food we know is frozen and then cooked or microwaved and in some fashion, you know, quite altered before we get it into our system. So because of that, the variety and the richness of that food supply is greatly diminished. And it's really a huge centerpiece of the perfect storm we have, which is increased toxicity from industry into our air cycle, water cycle, our soil, our food chain, and then a decreased deficient food supply, which is not a protective food supply. And then you combine that with, I think most people would agree, there's quite a bit of stress in modern life today. And you have
to say the least.
Perfect storm, yes, perfect storm. So we see this manifested in a lot of behavior disorders, not only in adults but in children, learning disorders, a lot of brain dysfunction, a lot of bad behavior. I think there are many. I'm not going to ever minimize, or I'm not one to say there's one thing causing everything. I think it is a very complex interrelated world, but the nutrition piece has been underrated as far as importance in brain function and learning. And I think pediatricians and even I think veterinarians know, and surgeons of all doctors, they know so much that the better nourished their patient is, the better they're going to survive trauma, the better they're going to survive infections, and the better outcome and longevity they're going to have. So it really is a life and death matter over time, and it's just very exciting that we have something so well documented that can make such a difference. So I just love it that a grown-up of any age can add their child or grandchild or friend, and when they're getting their own juice floss, they can be then the person that causes that child to have free juice floss, and they also hopefully are the mentor for that child to take their juice floss. Usually it's the parent, and the parenting part of that is really important. I learned that being a parent and having my sons tell me it was one of the stupidest things they ever heard of. This fruits and vegetables in a capsule, this dry powder juice, and they absolutely were going to make sure that I understood that they weren't going to swallow it. And we had to come up with some creative things. So I discovered that if they knew that I'd be bringing it to soccer practice, Cheryl, they decided they'd rather just swallow it easily in the morning without
the didn't have a demonstration of soccer practice.
If you use this in the morning as part of your nutritional foundation, I won't have to bring it to soccer practice.
But, you know, it's just, I really have been listening to you, and I'm thinking about my own children and now a grandbaby who's, 14 months old. And the security that you feel when you know you're feeding this to your children and what we know, and just listening to, you know, the research over the years that's come out, and here you sharing this with us again tonight, it just reinforces. But to have that kind of security, there's no greater, you know, than to know that you're doing the best you can possibly do for your children and what the enemy looks like, because the enemy is all of the illnesses and problems that little children should not have to experience. No one should have to experience as far as that's concerned, but a child, it just, you know, it just to me still is so incomprehensible, and yet it's all around us. So to be able to provide that kind of security for yourself, for those people that you love, you know, for parents everywhere, I just think it's a huge blessing and one that we should not take lightly.
Yes, I think, Cheryl, you know, it's so true. We don't want to see that suffering that's needless. And I think, you know, even as a doctor, I was even one step beyond that. I see happening so much is people getting caught in what I call a medical rat race. It's no one's fault. All the doctors want a good outcome. All the patients want a good outcome. But, you know, the problem is if we think that we're going to create health through the use of drugs alone without the underpinnings of how the body works being supported, we're going to be in a terrible mess. And this is what it just is heartbreaking, because I, as a doctor, I see the slippery slope that happens, and sometimes it's a slow, steady, downhill movement of that patient's health, but many times it's a rapid downhill movement, and it's because they do not have this kind of nutritional foundation. They actually don't even have a prayer to get better with immune function, with their inflammation, with their cell repair, and they're almost, you know, I would say defenseless in the face of trauma, infection, and so forth. And then we just try to layer on the meds. I mean, a great example would be asthma. A great example would be asthma, where there is an enormous reversible component to asthma. In many people, you know, they can get completely well, where they have a diagnosis on their chart that says past history of asthma. That would be the case for my son when he was 15, and his asthma absolutely reversed with the nutritional upgrade of Juice Plus. And you know,
and we hear this over and over, you know, and I see it over and over. I've been, you know, swallowing Juice Plus and sharing it with other people for 20 years, and that story has been repeated so frequently that, again, it's something we should not take lightly, that we need to really pay attention to the difference we can make.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So, you know, we're never saying change anything that the patient and the doctor are doing together. That's their sacred relationship and their communication. But what we're doing is the nutrition piece that only that patient could do for himself or herself anyway. The doctor wishes they could change the person's physiology and their nutritional makeup, but in fact they can't. Only that person can do it. So that's why I think the Children's Health Study is so exciting, because you do see entire families change not only their physiology, how they're working, their inner workings and their immune balance pretty quickly in the first several weeks to months, and it just gets better with time. but their knowledge base changes and their attitude changes, and it's very exciting. But I want to go on to, you know, kind of the other end of the spectrum where we're dealing with very serious, very scary illness. And again, Juice Plus has been studied in two different groups of cancer patients. One is at Wake Forest University. That study is nearing completion, and that's funded completely by the National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute, NCI, within the NIH. And that's looking at head and neck cancer patients over a long period of time. And that's a group that traditionally has a very bad long-term survival rate for a lot of reasons. It's a very bad diagnosis, cancer of the head and neck. But that is going to be exciting when that finally goes through peer review, being picked apart by experts in all the, you know, those fields that are not related to that university, that are not related to those scientists, and that's independent peer review. And that's all the Juice Plus research that's published and is on this research summary. It's all that way peer-reviewed and published by journals that deemed it appropriate and worthy of publication. So all of that is completely out of our company's hands, and I just love that truly independent research. But the other cancer study has been published, and a lot of us got to hear the lead author tell how excited he was about this research at our national conference. He asked to be invited to speak to our national conference, and that's Dr. Lavelle Jones, and that's the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, one of the great cancer centers in the world. And this is a long-term study over 8 years of time looking at two groups of ovarian cancer survivors, and these were stage 2, stage 3, and stage 4 cancer survivors. And the two groups were two groups of women who chose to enter a nutritional, I would call it a very strong nutritional support program, and I think it's brilliant. I would definitely recommend anyone to do that. The two different groups, one was a group that went into 10 fruits and vegetables every day, not just Thursday or Friday, but every single day, year after year after year, 10 different fruits and vegetables, two of which needed to be juiced fresh and drink it right away from the fresh juicer in their kitchen. And then the other group chose, well, actually they were randomized within these two groups. They chose to do a nutritional intervention. The other group got to use 5 fruits and vegetables every day. They did not have to juice, and they had the support of Juice Plus every day, as well as the Juice Plus Complete, which is our plant-based protein smoothie. And both of those groups had a strikingly excellent 8-year survival. Instead of the usual really grim survivorship that you would see in that group, out of 8 years, they had only 4 deaths out of 51 women, which is a very good survivorship. And of those a few people who did have recurrences, they were able to beat back those recurrences, Cheryl. And I just get the chills when I think about that. That is not the normal course that you see for ovarian cancer, stage 2, 3, and 4.
Wow. And you just, again, how proud can we be and how serious should we be about what we have to share? I was having a conversation last year. I go in every year for my yearly checkup, and my own doctor, because we were talking about the high rate of illness and disease, and I said, is it just that we have more people and we have better communication, and so you know about how many people are ill, or do you think that, I was trying to ask him about averages, and he says, I think there's not, I said, just thought it was simple, but it made so much sense. He says, our bodies have not evolved to accommodate the deterioration of our diet.
Wow.
And I just thought that was, you know, very, very well put. Because we haven't evolved to the point where we can eat things that our body can't identify as food. And so I just think we are so blessed with Juice Plus and with people like yourself who really understand and can share this information in a way that I can understand it, since I don't have the kind of background that can read a medical journal and really understand everything that's being said. So,
Cheryl, I mean, you understand life, and I learn from you. So, you know, I think the deeper wisdom is the wisdom of life and supporting that in all of its glory, you know, and
mm-hmm.
bringing out the best in everyone. And that's what we get to do with this product and in the sharing of it. It's really, you know, a huge privilege. So,
and it is. It is that. It's a huge privilege. And it's, again, as I said, it's one we should not take lightly. And that I do, you know, want for myself and my family and the people I love and those I come across to live at the highest edge of their existence in all areas. And I think that we have one of those things that truly give people an edge and are very fortunate for that. So, I sure do thank you, Dr. Corson, for all your input, and we always so appreciate, you sharing with us your knowledge. Because
well, Cheryl, thank you. And I want to just conclude with, you know, there's one other study that was published recently, Cheryl, that is really quite touching, and that's an independent review, a systematic review of the literature published by out of the University of Toronto. And for some reason, I don't know all the history behind this, but they decided they wanted to review the world's literature on nutrition. This is whole food, nutrition products made from better food, you know, the kind of food that we're missing, which is fruits and vegetables. It's not about eggs and so forth. It's about plant food. That's what makes the difference, and that's what Hippocrates talked about, let food be your medicine. It's plant food. The plant base is what we need to be made out of in large measure. That's what protects us. But this was deemed worthy of publication by the top journal of nutrition in the United States. It's called the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. And it is a review article looking at all these studies, the University of Toronto. And what they found was 22 studies showing that specific whole food nutrition made a very clear difference in human health. Good scientific studies, 22 studies. And you know what, Cheryl? Two of them were studies in HIV/AIDS patients using a proprietary product. The other 20 studies were all Juice Plus.
Wow.
All
wow.
Juice Plus. Yeah. And they did that on their own, and it's right there again. You can get the hard copy of that. It's called Health Effects of Mixed Fruit and Vegetable Concentrates, a Systematic Review of the Clinical Interventions, University of Toronto. So, you know, we have something that's special, and I just really love that we get to share this at all ages and get those little babies started young is what I say.
Absolutely.
My kids have been on this now well over 12 years, actually all four of them, and they are using this consistently for their protection, and they all have pretty high stress kinds of work. One of them is in the last year of medical school, and he's in the intensive care unit pediatric rotation right now, and then comes home to be with his darling baby who doesn't like to sleep at night. And he's just, he knows he can just keep on going, get as much sleep as he can, but he pretty much anticipates that he will not be coming down with bronchitis and an inhaler and so forth. It's just not happening, and he does know that the nutrition piece is a centerpiece of what he can do to be the best he can be and take care of himself. So
yeah,
I'm grateful.
It's that security, you know.
Yeah.
Security blanket, that's what it is.
Exactly, and he does have a Juice Plus baby that was totally supported throughout the pregnancy and now nursing and is doing very well. He just likes to see his dad. I think that's why he doesn't like to go to sleep.
Well, and again, here the same, you know, this baby is so healthy and we're so grateful, and it's, you know, that security that you know you're doing very best and
yeah.
and that you can see it on a daily basis, so... Thank you so much for your input. As I said, we love it each time you share with us and are very, very grateful for it.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. I'm grateful for everybody on the line because it's people that care and people that are going to make a difference. We do have to make that difference from the grassroots up. The doctors right now in our country are so busy using with end-stage problems, you know, extreme problems. They're doing all they can. And it's up to the rest of us to really change the basic state of our health. So I'm just very proud of what everybody is doing on this line.
Thank you.
Hey there, it's Tom Corson-Olds again. I hope you loved the show today with Dr. Candace Corson. I know that this information has changed thousands and thousands of people's lives all over the world who have heard Dr. Corson speak on Juice Plus before. And, you know, it's changed our lives. We've been taking Juice Plus in our family, Dr. Corson and I, and my father as well, Dr. Knowles, and my three brothers. We've all been taking Juice Plus for now for over 12 years. And I know I used to have very horrible acne. I was on medication for acne. I also had bronchitis and sinus infections that were very, very recurrent. Just about every month I would get a sinus infection or a respiratory infection of some kind. And I was on antibiotics, you know, month to month, changing up antibiotics to try to stay healthy, to try to beat the infections, and it just was not working. And after just 3 or 4 months of taking Juice Plus, my acne cleared up. I was off all medications for that. My respiratory infections cleared up. And honestly, I cannot remember the last time I was sick now. It's been 12 years. I haven't been on any medication since then. And, you know, I'm just so lucky to be this healthy, and I really credit a lot of that to Juice Plus. And, you know, my brother had exercise-induced asthma, Dan, and after several months, that cleared up as well after taking Juice Plus. No longer has any asthma, never has used an inhaler again, never even thought about an inhaler, you know, for over 10 years. And I know my mom's health has been improved, my father's health, my whole family has really just blossomed health-wise since adding Juice Plus to our diet every day. So I hope you will consider adding it to your diet. And you can go ahead and order at www.juicetom.com. That's JUICETOM.com. JuiceTom.com. So you can go ahead and order Juice Plus at JuiceTom.com. And we are distributors for the company, and we'll be there to follow up with you if you have any questions about how to take it, how much to take it, anything about the research, anything like that. We're here to answer questions at any time. You can email me personally at tom@juicetom.com. That's tom@juicetom.com. If you have any questions whatsoever, we're happy to answer anytime. And wishing you an absolutely incredible day. Wishing you the best of health, and hope to talk to you soon. Take care.